It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. President Bush is meeting with Asian and Pacific leaders this week in Australia.
Mr. Prime Minister, thank you for your introduction. Thank you for being such a fine host for the OPEC summit. I appreciate APEC summit.
It's worth dwelling on that acronym since APEC stands for Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation. The U.S. and its allies in Asia have been straining a little to figure out how they cooperate in achieving this goal.
We must work for the day when the people of North Korea enjoy the same freedoms as the citizens of their democratic neighbors.
The U.S. and North Korea's neighbor, South Korea, don't always agree on how to get there. At the Asian summit, there was an awkward encounter today between President Bush and South Korean President No Moo Hwin. They discussed ongoing efforts to convince North Korea to abandon its nuclear weapons program. But at a news briefing after the meeting, the presidents seemed to disagree publicly over what North Korea needs to do next. NPR's Don Gagne is traveling with the president.
The photo op began in the usual fashion. President Bush and President No sat in large chairs at one end of the room, each accompanied by staff and advisors who sat in smaller chairs along each wall. The press was escorted in to hear statements from each leader. President Bush spoke first.
Mr. President, thank you for your time. As usual, we had a very friendly and frank discussion about important matters.
President No followed suit as he began his statement. He spoke through an interpreter.
As President Bush just stated, we had a very constructive discussion on six-party talks and the North Korean nuclear issue.
But as No continued, he prodded President Bush to be clearer about the U.S. position on talks aimed at bringing the Korean War to an official end. That war ended with a ceasefire in 1953, but no treaty. The peninsula remains divided between North and South. No pushed for a commitment from the U.S. on talks aimed at now formally ending that war. This was when things got interesting. Again, No spoke through his interpreter. President Bush, suddenly looking a little confused, responded that such talks depend on North Korean dictator Kim Jong-il ending his nuclear weapons program.
I said it's up to Kim Jong-il as to whether or not we're able to sign a peace treaty to end the Korean War. He's got to get rid of his weapons in a verifiable fashion.
But No continued to press, stating that peace talks don't need to wait. He said a declaration of peace ending the Korean War would help relations on the Korean Peninsula and thus aid in the effort to get North Korea to disarm.
If you could be a little bit clear in your message, I think that's very much.
Yeah, make it any more clear, Mr. President. We look forward to the day when we can end the Korean War, but that will end. That will happen when Kim Jong-il verifiably gets rid of his weapons programs and his weapons.
President Bush seemed annoyed and quickly ended the session.
Thank you, sir.
President Bush went into this meeting looking to pressure President No to take a harder line with North Korea when No holds a summit with Kim Jong-il later this month. It does not appear Mr. Bush succeeded at that. Afterward, the White House wasted no time in trying to downplay the incident. A spokesman said that any appearance of conflict or tension between these two close allies was the result of something being lost in translation. He said the president left the room after the session with No, saying it was a good meeting. Don Gagne, NPR News in Sydney, Australia.